Welcome back. Time now for 2 and 2, where I take two stocks and then turn it over to Brett. I'm going to go first here, starting with Robinhood. Now, Hood is popping today. You can see on the Wi-Fi Interactive, it is up 8.5%, continuing the rally that it had Friday. You can see it's up 19% over 2 days. Guess what? Cathie Wood was buying the dip on Friday, and she bought $2.44 million shares worth of Robinhood. That was the biggest purchase to date. You can see it's underwater by about 22% this year, and the stock still down 60% from its IPO. But guess what? We got some stocks that are in the green as well, and we're checking out AMD and some of the semiconductors, including NXP, which is reporting after the bell. Let's take a look at AMD first. We can see it's up 7% today. Nice little chart right there. Year to date, now, this is a stock that's still underwater by 21%. All of these growth names getting hit pretty hard, but we're going to see if that can turn around after the bell. As I said, we have NXP reporting. They're looking for revenue of $3 billion, along with EPS of about $3.01, live in about 30 minutes here. So stick around for that. And on that note, it's your turn, Brad.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look at Boeing Aviation first and foremost. Boeing, of course, has been in focus here, especially as any type of new order has the propensity to move the stock higher. They just saw that come through a little bit earlier on today. And so with regard to Boeing and what we're going to be seeing with some of those new orders, it also comes at the same time with regard to their expectations of a negative operating cash flow in future quarters. And so that particularly is going to also be something that investors really have to navigate and price in here. That you're taking a look at shares. Of course, we should note that they're towards the lower end of their 52-week spectrum. I believe that low for the 52-week scale was at about $184, $183.77 to be exact there. So continue to keep a close eye on Boeing. It is up here on the day by about 4% with just about 25 minutes left until the market close. And so on a new order and then the expectation of the operating cash flow to be negative in future quarters, that's going to be something that investors have to continue to navigate throughout the rest of this week. And we'll see what more details potentially we get from the company. But then on the other side, if we come back down to the ground level here and talk a little bit about Tesla, Tesla shares moving higher, and they are ripping on an upgrade that they received today from Credit Suisse. And we have the note here, and just taking a look at it, they are citing highly favorable fundamentals, the pullback creating an attractive entry point. We have been tracking this one over the past couple weeks as well, just keeping in mind some of the declines in the volatility that shares of TSLA had seen here on the day, up squarely by about 10% with about 25 minutes left in trade. But there you're taking a look at the broader two-day period and seeing just how far they've come, even in spite of the dip that we had seen in recent sessions last week, especially coming after some of the earnings reports that have moved companies like Tesla, Netflix. And so with regard to those moves, it'll be interesting to see where some of the investors out there continue to chart their own entry point going forward from here. But Boeing Aviation and Tesla are the two that I'm keeping an eye on here today, Jared, for our 2 and 2.
And now another fun fact about Tesla, I was just checking my charts. This is the best days Tesla is having since the very first day of the year. They got a 13% pop that day and didn't do much in between.